The Grateful Dragon by Raymond Wilson. A dragon crawled to the castle door, and everyone inside looked down on it from the castle walls. Curious, but terrified. It was half the size of a football pitch, bright green, with spots of red. But it hadn't the strength to lash its tail and lay there, as if dead. The winter had turned the woods to iron. The snow was as deep as a house. There wasn't a blade of grass to be seen, nor a skinny mouse. "It's starving," the king cried. "Now's our chance." Looking down from the castle wall. "Bring lances and crossbows and arrows and let's kill it once for all." The dragon was too weak to move more than an eyelid. And yet the princess saw a tear form there, and it moved her heart with regret. "Please, spare the dragon," the princess begged. "Put out some bundles of hay. Once it's grown strong from eating, it will go harmlessly away." The king looked hard into his daughter's face and saw how much she cared, then nodded that they should do as she asked. And so the dragon was spared. Next autumn brought enemy soldiers. The king and his subjects shut themselves in the castle. And there they starved while the harvest stayed uncut. The princess wept on the castle wall when suddenly there came, in a whirlwind of thunder and fury, the dragon, spouting flame. The enemy soldiers ran off in a fright and never again were seen. And the people came out of the castle and gathered the harvest in.